Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today my guest is Jill Brooke, who's a nutritionist and researcher. Not only that, she's one of the LDN Research Trust's advisors. Thank you for joining us today, Jill.
Thank you for having me today, Linda.
Now, would you like to tell everybody about the really exciting project we have just started?
I would love to, because I agree that it's very exciting. I hope it has a lot to offer everybody. And that is a whole new section of the website called the LDN Nutrition and Lifestyle section. So we are going to be having four new websites, actually, that are going to hopefully all be helping people to do the things they can do to make their LDN work better and to help people feel better above and beyond what the LDN can do. So it's going to consist of a nutrition and lifestyle blog where we'll share articles that are written by me. It'll have a section with nutrition research findings where I will link to articles that I think have really practical findings that people should know about and put to use. And I will write a one-sentence summary of each one and then link to the article so people can read the whole thing if they want to. Third, there's going to be a question and answer section where people can send in their questions. And if I know the answer offhand, I'll answer it, but more likely I'll go off and do some research and share what I learn. And then finally, the fourth section will just be recipes where we can all share what's working for us. And I know we all have different food restrictions and intolerances and preferences, but we can all share so that we can get new ideas and see what's working for other people. So I think this will be exciting and a lot of new information. And probably what people are saying at this point is, why does the world need one more health and wellness hub of information? And I know that you and I did a lot of thinking about that. And I think there's actually pretty good reason why we are excited to have a place for LDN-related health, wellness, nutrition, and lifestyle information. The first is that these things can make a big difference to all the things that LDN patients care about: pain, inflammation, healing, mood, autoimmunity, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, all of that stuff. And a lot of these things do make a difference to how the LDN works for us, so we can get more out of the LDN if we get some of these other things right. And we've already written one article about eating to help LDN help you, where it shows some of the things that LDN practitioners believe make a difference, because we know that after patients hear all the hype about LDN and hear the miracles that it worked for other people after so many other treatments failed, it can be really disappointing to have LDN not work, you know, up to your expectations. So the first article that I wanted to write was some of the things that LDN practitioners find in terms of eating changes that can help the LDN work better. And we'll do more stuff like that. Another reason that we thought it was valuable to have an LDN-based hub for this kind of information is that there is nutrition and lifestyle solutions are a lot like LDN in that their use doesn't make anybody rich, right? So nobody's advertising how effective they can be. So this website is going to try to help be that advertiser of evidence-based nutrition and lifestyle strategies that are proven to make such a big difference. So, for example, we have one article up already talking about how for adults with insomnia, eating two kiwi an hour before bed is proven to help sleep so much that after 4 weeks, it brought people from an average of 6 hours of sleep a night to 7 hours a night. And to me, it's just amazing that something so simple and easy and safe can make such a difference, you know? And how come nobody talks about this? How come people get on Ambien and these, you know, fairly drastic drug measures without trying the easy, simple stuff first? And so I feel about these things the way I feel about LDN. Hey, everybody should know about this stuff. So this is going to be a place for that kind of thing. I don't know if people know this, but there is an average 17-year lag time between when new research findings get published and when they get incorporated into day-to-day practice. You know, 17 years. Oh, sorry?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, I just heard some noise there. Anyways, but that's astounding to me, that why on earth should it take 17 years for good, wonderful, helpful treatments to make it into day-to-day practice? And I think that for nutrition and lifestyle findings, it's even worse because they often never get publicized at all. And I know that when I have attended LDN conferences, either in person or online, I've been blown away by how you are amazing at attracting physicians and researchers who have so many wonderful evidence-based answers and solutions that nobody else is talking about. And LDN is obviously the biggest example of that, but your conferences are where I hear about things like mistletoe for cancer, or the third type of SIBO that doesn't show up in a normal breath test, or 100 other things that make me realize that the LDN community that you have brought together really scours the research to bring great, safe, evidence-based solutions years before anyone else is implementing them. And I wanted to bring that for the nutrition and lifestyle side of health to this website. So that was my hope. And then finally, of course, just building a community, because I suspect that a lot of us who are here learning about LDN, the reason we're here is that we have maybe had similar experiences of chronic illness or pain or medical problems that weren't really well addressed by the conventional medical approaches, and we were forced to go looking elsewhere and find our own solutions. And so that's kind of a beautiful community that I feel like I'm excited to interact with, mm-hmm. And bring together.
So Jill, people listening, if they think, okay, I should do something, I should clean up my diet, and then they can search on the internet, what is the diet that you should be eating? I mean, there are experts in their field, and many have their own form of a diet. Where do you start? Where do you find the diet that is right for you? I think that is the question that people ask. Should I be eating meat? Should I be eating dairy, gluten, you know, fruit, vegetables? Should I have, you know, too much fruit, it's got too much sugar. You know, should I be eating salt? Should I be eating sugar? And I think some people are so overwhelmed and bewildered, they put it off for another day because they don't understand it and they don't know which is the right diet. Will you be addressing that in future blogs?
Yes, absolutely. And I think there is no easy answer for everybody to that, because I think everyone is very different in what works for them. But I think what is the same for everyone is that we all live in a nutritional environment that has gotten way out of whack with what our biology was designed for. So to that end, there's a few basics that everyone can benefit from, right? You know, doesn't matter what kind of genetics or body type or health problems you have, everybody, you know, is better off when they give up the junk food, for example. Mm-hmm. And so there's a few things where we're all on the same page and where the knowledge is not the problem. So for example, the vast majority of clients that I see, they already know many, many things they could be doing, but their limiting factor is not knowledge, it's willpower. So luckily the research has tons of fantastic evidence-based strategies for improving willpower and improving self-control. So I think that's always a good place we can start. So there's a ton of tricks and strategies for just making your body less excited about sugar and for shrinking your appetite and for changing your taste buds and changing your associations so that you don't crave the bad things as much and you do crave the healthy things. So that's one place that we can start. And I love writing blog posts about that because when you read it, you're like, you know, it's like you want to whack your forehead and say, oh, I can't believe that all this time, you know, I could have been doing that and it would have been so easy. So I think that's one starting place. When it gets to the specifics of should you give up dairy and do you need to be eating low carb, that's where I'm a big fan of sharing the evidence of the pros and cons and who would need to do that and who wouldn't, but also really encouraging self-experimenting. I think that if we can all kind of get into the habit of doing some smart self-experiments, then we can really get to where we can fine-tune things to what we need individually. Because science is wonderful for saying what is great most of the time for most people. But of course, none of us is the average person, so we still need to sort of develop a habit of doing our own self-experiments to see what works for us. And I can give guidance on, you know, what the experiment should look like, how much time you should give it to know whether it's working or not, which ones to try first, because more people are more likely to need those. But I think that that's kind of where it's fun to have a community come together. Because a lot of us can be dabbling with playing with some of these things and sharing what we find and our tricks along the way. Mm-hmm. So I hope that answers your question.
Yes. I mean, will you also be helping people find out what foods they're allergic to? You know, the strategy of, you know, eliminating something for a while and then reintroducing it to see if you're any different. I mean, are you going to do some hand holding along the way to try and help the majority of people understand?
I think that's great. Yeah, I'm really open to that. I hope that people will give me lots of feedback about what they're looking for, because I think it sounds really fun if we had people interested in going on a little bit of a journey together where, yeah, maybe we all do an elimination diet together and we can support one another and I can write blog articles about it. I can share the research findings, do the Q&A, and I would love to have people share the recipes that there are, you know, working for them. And I think a big part of this will be guided by some of the questions we get asked and the feedback that we receive. But I think that that would be really great to do something like that. I would love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And of course, the myth being you need a low fat diet. You know, if it's got fat in it, it's not good for you. You know, have diet drinks, have low fat yogurts, all of these kind of things. But that isn't necessarily true, is it, Jill?
No, and it kind of breaks my heart that that was such a dominant narrative for decades, because I think it really did a lot of damage And I'll be the first to say that nobody should listen to the USDA for any dietary advice, because they have proven themselves to be so wrong for so long, and to not be representing the best interests of health. So yeah, they're learning now that fat is really important, and that especially, you know, for someone with certain kinds of disorders, you cannot heal without the right kinds of fat. And so I think that's why it's important that we stay up on the latest, greatest research. And, you know, I mentioned that there's oftentimes a 17-year lag between the greatest research and the day-to-day practice. And that's just one example of where, if you are following the research from 17 years ago, you could be really doing more harm than good. And it's lamentable that a lot of health authorities are still promoting what research says is wrong nowadays. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're spot on.
I mean, if you think of, say, 70 years ago, when my mother was young, I mean, butter was in a block. It was hard. You know, they didn't have fridges. They had larders, and you couldn't spread it. You had to let the butter melt. Nowadays, you can have spreadable butters. Why is it spreadable? Because it's got lots of additives in it. We have processed foods now, which they didn't have. We don't eat as cleanly, do we, as that generation, where it was fresh fruit and vegetables and fresh meat. We do eat meat, cheese, all produce. I mean, you can go to the supermarket and buy salad in a bag, and sometimes you can tell it's had something added to it to make it last longer on the shelves. It's not purely natural, is it? Even though it's, you know, vegetables.
Yeah, you're so right. And this is an area that I am very interested in right now. The chemicals that show up everywhere and how we can do a better job of avoiding them, because the research is showing more and more that a lot of these chemicals are very damaging, and the obesity epidemic may largely be due more to some of these chemicals than calories in some cases. And not just that, but autoimmunity being related to some of the chemicals that can get into our tissues and make it so that our immune systems, you know, aren't seeing pure human tissue anymore. They're seeing human tissue that's infused with microplastic or flame retardant chemicals. And so there's some pretty good hypotheses out there nowadays that when your immune system doesn't recognize your own tissue as human tissue, that could be part of the problem, why it, you know, starts attacking. You know, there's just so many examples nowadays of how chemicals do not get enough safety testing before they get put into the environment. They can appear places that we would never dream that we would get so much exposure. You know, you would never guess that your lotion and your shampoo and that your sunscreen could have so many truly, truly toxic chemicals. You know, we'd like to think somebody's keeping an eye out on that for us and making sure that we're protected from that. But the way that the government does its regulations, there's way less testing than you'd ever guess. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what I do enjoy researching and writing about is how to avoid these chemicals or how to help get them out of your body if they're already in there.
Well, that's a good way. I have to say myself, yeah. Before I stopped eating gluten, I had really bad reflux, and I used to have to take a medication to stop the reflux. I mean, it was so bad that at night I used to have to sleep on like four pillows, and if I slipped down, the acid would come back and burn my throat and I'd vomit. It was horrible. But after stopping eating gluten, I didn't have to take that medication anymore. You know, the reflux has gone. I can sleep on one pillow, I'm absolutely fine. So maybe we are taking medications that aren't necessary if we changed our diet.
Oh, I think that's so true. Yeah, I think you're right about that. We know what else is amazing is that if you look in the research, and I'll be excited to share a lot of this on the website, there are a lot of cases where there are natural foods that are proven to be just as effective as the drugs for certain problems. And, you know, so why wouldn't you just eat a food instead of taking a drug if you had the option?
Exactly. So how are we going to build this community, Jill? How can people join in and take part? And I mean, it's not restricted to England, America, it can be Australia, New Zealand, Canada, India, Europe, anywhere. You know, it's a completely online international community we're trying to build. But how do people contact us?
Yes, so there's a couple options. You can either go to the LDNResearchTrust.org website, and if you go under LDN Resources, you will find this section of the website that is called LDN Nutrition and Lifestyle. And there you will find places where you can either use the Contact Us button, or you can click on my email address, which is Jill, J-I-L-L, at dietforhealth.com. So it's just the words, dietforhealth.com. And you can ask questions. You can make requests about topics you want to see covered. We'd love it if you would share recipes. Please make sure to give attribution if you didn't invent the recipe yourself. If you got it from a website or something, please let us know so we can give proper credit. I would really love it if people want to share the research findings that have served them, if they have some practical findings, especially if there are people from other countries that might be exposed to different circles of research than what I see. And just generally share any feedback, because I'm here to serve you, and I can do that better if I know what you like and what's most helpful to you. So I think that's the way that we can start getting a dialogue going. Mm-hmm. And I know, Linda, that you've done an amazing job of putting all of these articles onto numerous platforms. So if somebody can't read them on the website, they can listen to them on YouTube. And so I think that's how we'll get started. Hopefully get people letting us know what they want and need.
Mm-hmm. Now, people might say, okay, so what's the catch? You know, how much is this going to cost me? Well, the good news is it's free. You know, you're giving your time and expertise to help people, and you're not charging. So, you know, people don't have to feel, once they've contacted you, you're going to say, oh, that's going to be $500 if you want to join. I mean, it's a free community. Everybody is welcome, and everybody, you know, can take part. So we would really welcome people's ideas. But also, starting in September, when we have enough blog posts and questions and answers, we will have a radio show dedicated to them. And as you said, they are turned into videos and on YouTube and on our Vimeo channel. But the radio shows also go on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many, many other different radio platforms. So we really are trying to get the word out there. And the more questions and ideas and suggestions, that would make your life easier, wouldn't it?
Yes, yeah. And already the questions that have come in have made me think about things I hadn't thought about before. They've made me research things I hadn't researched before. So I love that. I'm very excited. Yeah. Yep.
Well, We'll leave it for about 4 months and we'll have you back and we'll find out what's been happening.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited and I hope you know, Linda, that I think so highly of the LDN Research Trust, and I am very honored to be part of it, and I'm excited to join with the other people who are part of this journey to feel better, and it's just a beautiful thing in the world, so thanks for letting me be part of it.
All we didn't mention there is that you're also an LDN patient, so you've walked in the shoes of many, many of our listeners.
Yes. Yep, I had a 17-year diagnostic delay. I had, you know, dozens of doctors that were not able to help me. And so that's one reason why I am a bit of a do-it-yourselfer. That's why I like to look in the research and I like to find solutions that anybody can do safely from home, without needing a doctor or a prescription. And that all is informed by having LDN completely change my life after a couple decades of having a pretty rough time of it. And so that's also why I do feel so grateful and loyal to the LDN Research Trust, because you and the LDN Research Trust really made a huge difference in my life, and I look forward to helping other people maybe have an easier time of it going forward.
Mm-hmm. And we're very lucky to have you, Jill. And thank you very much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Take care.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.